T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Trocheck in front. This pass gets out to the line. Ekblad ran it down to Weegar near side. One-timer, and he scores! And the Panthers have tied the game at 4. 30 seconds into period number 3. Bounces out to the right point. Ekblad, Weegar, long shot. Tip, they score! It looks like Nolachari got a stick on it out in front. That one deflected upstairs, and the Panthers have taken a 5-4 lead. Right circle, wrist shot, save Schneider, in front, they score! A power play goal and a diving effort. It looked like Dadonov got there, and the Panthers have taken a 6-4 lead.
Rodgers empties the shotgun. Now they get motion, they hand it off to the running back, Jamal Williams, on an end around, left side of the 5, to the end zone, high-stepping touchdown! Jamal Williams gets the Packers on the board! 5.
Graham to the right, in motion, Kumro to the right side, Rodgers shotgun, Jones to his right, snap, Rodgers gets a block, throws the left sidelines, going to the end zone, over the shoulder, catch! Is it a touchdown?
Yes, it is! It is!
Alan Lazard, of all people, touchdown, Green Bay, 35-yard strike! Right over the top of Justin Coleman, who had J.K. Scott the holder. The Packers have never led in this game. Scott down on one knee, arm extended. Here's the snap. Placement made. Kick is up. It is good. It is good. Mason Crosby to the south end zone for a Lambeau leap. And he puts a dent.
Started off a little ugly. Shoot, they had almost 200 yards, I want to say, early in the second quarter or right at the end of the first quarter. And it might have been more than that. But, you know, those guys continue to fight. Again, they...
Man, it was a busy one yesterday. Wow. Good morning, everybody. Monday Night Football. So we got plenty to talk about. Last second field goal, right? They call it the walk-off last night in football with Mason Crosby hitting his fifth field goal. Wrong team. Sorry about that. How bad was that last night? I got to tell you, the Lions, who there's going to be a lot to talk about. They did kick 5 field goals. 5 for 5, but the problem is not enough touchdowns.
Nope.
And when you get down there and you don't score touchdowns, how many times you tell yourself, this is going to come back to haunt us? And it did last night. And the officiating. So I want to be fair. I've been doing this a long time, and I know we spend a lot of time on bad officiating in every sport. We do. Probably too much. Was last night's officiating really bad?
Yes. Don't even finish that sentence. It was
really, really bad, especially when you get a stop on third down and they call a penalty, hands to the face, and it's hands to the shoulder, and it's not to the face. And now we got offensive linemen that know that hands up high and put their head back like it's under their chin. It's a smart move by maybe the best left tackle in football. And he actually draws a call. The guy goes, man, he's got his neck back. He's got to be
right.
Getting shoved in the face.
It's a perfect flop. It works great.
It is a tackle offensive lineman flop.
That's it, and it works.
So you have that happen, and it keeps the drive going. Of course, Aaron Rodgers is going to make you pay if you give him fresh downs, even though his top couple of receivers didn't play last night, and they end up losing. So last night, was it more about crappy officiating and missing calls? I know these guys got a tough job. They do. And I want to make sure I got a good buddy that's an NFL official here in town. I try to talk to him as much as I can. I get that they're good. And I have this other theory. I don't know if you guys agree. Every offseason, the Rules Competition Committee gets together. The owners get together, and they always got to change and add more on. Add more on. We want this. We want that. But we don't want to do that. These guys got so much on their plate now, it's almost impossible. I think the officials go, whatever you want to do, you're paying us, and you pay us good money. But, man, they get together and they must say, this is going to be impossible. This pass interference thing, we can't win. We review it. They want to run ahead of the NFL officiating that has final call in New York. They want to run him right out of there. He's getting blasted.
Well, he should be.
Not overruling pass interference, not calling pass interference.
It's not his fault. That's the problem.
And basically he's saying, if it doesn't look like it did when the Rams played the Saints, don't call it. So you see it, and I've always said, you can call offensive holding about or defensive holding about every play in the NFL if you want. You can. Hands are always out. Guys are grabbing each other. And you can call pass interference on one way or the other on just about every call. Just about every call. Every time a guy runs a pass pattern, somebody out there, of all those guys running routes and covering the routes, somebody in man-to-man coverage is probably causing pass interference. It just happens. It's always there. Puts these guys in a tough situation. And I don't want to review everything because I don't want to slow down the game. I hate reviews. I'm getting sick of flags, too, by the way. Flags every time you see a great play, you think you got to stop. And they go, wait a second.
Bring it back.
And by the way, almost now, Zach, I know you and Hollywood feel the same way. By the way, wherever the flag's thrown, you go, oh, holding coming. Oh, pass interference coming. Here we go. Fresh downs for somebody. So you know it's coming. It's just it's bad. And last night, I'm torn between the Lions got screwed on some calls there, especially late in the game. And it's your own fault. You kick 5 field goals instead of scoring touchdowns.
It's a 50-50 split.
If you pick up another 14 points instead of 6 points,
it's game over.
You win the game because they kicked their ass pretty good, especially early. And Packers turned the ball over 3 times. So, I was going back and forth. But you can imagine Detroit. I mean, they're all, we got screwed. This officiating sucks. And there's nothing worse you want. You want to get up in the morning, even doing this job. I know you don't think it, but I get up and go, man, that was a great game. And not get help from an official. I go, man, that was a great game, great finish, last second field goal. By the way, the way the Packers played at the end, could have scored a touchdown but would have left too much time. Slide down.
Genius move.
Run the clock out.
Genius.
And go, all right, basically you got an old extra point. Old extra point.
Right.
Going to make that every
Kneel
time.
Kneel the ball, kick it, game over, it's done. It was a genius move, but Booger McFarland was all over the officials last night on the broadcast too. Yeah, and it's something surprising to a point because you never turn on a game on a Sunday and hear Tony Romo or one of these guys crushing the officials, and Booger at the end of the game just crushed him and said, and then he goes on, you know, Van Pelt after the game and does a whole thing and crushed him even worse. Like, you basically just said, these referees, like, what do they call, like, if you go back and look at those 2 penalties on Trey Flowers, and that's going to be the topic of conversation when it comes to that today, like, look at it again. Like, I know it's impossible in the moment to kind of see, especially if a guy's flopping, and now if the offensive linemen do that all throughout the league, that's an impossible call now on the spot.
That hand's up high.
Oh, it's impossible.
Those offensive linemen know if you whip that head back like that guy's got his hand in your helmet shoving your head back, you're getting that call almost every time because they want to protect the head, protect the neck, and all the other things. So that was last night, and end up being a 23-22 Packers win. They're 5-1. I guess that's the only thing that really counts because you can bitch all you want today, tomorrow.
Doesn't matter.
You got another game coming up. And after we go through our bitch fest today, we'll get back to all the other stuff that took place. So, yeah, I would say the officials did not have a great night, which seems to be, and this pass interference thing has not helped. Now everybody's bitching, so we're allowed to throw the flag, but you guys never overturn it. And they're going, so what's pass interference? Well, really, this flag is only for super pass interference. There's pass interference, and then there's super bad pass interference, where you basically mug the guy, right, or shove him where he falls into and hits his coach in the sideline or something. It's got to be really bad.
How do they even call these things? I don't know how it's going to – I mean, every
they
game,
opened a can of worms, right. And when the coach comes out and goes, I'm not sure. I think 2 or 3 coaches this weekend said, I'm not sure what pass interference is. I don't know why we throw the flag because we never get the call. We never get it reversed. It's frustrating. So, yeah, the NFL's got a little problem. I think it's got a little problem because I don't think this is good for the game at all what is going on right now. Last night was a super night, though, because if you're a sports junkie and have no life, which we don't have much of one, you had Monday Night Football. We always start with that. The Nationals go up 3-0. If you like your baseball, especially playoff baseball, they went 8-1 last night, up 3-0 in that series with the Cardinals. Strasburg was just unbelievable.
Bryce Harper who?
Yeah, Bryce Harper.
His team's enjoy about to get it to the World Series.
Enjoy your Philly team, right. And good luck with whoever your new manager is. Right. By the way, you always look to him that when the one guy leaves going, maybe it was you a little bit. Maybe it was you because the other guys are coming through right now and playing great, and Nationals one game away from going to a World Series. And then the Tyler Hero show. I couldn't turn that off last night. He comes out and scores 20 in the first half, hits the first 14 points of the game, and he's knocking threes down in a couple of these games now. Like they're free throws. He has got, I was wondering, is he going to start? He's probably going to come off the bench. Well, maybe if he doesn't get off to a good start, he's going to have to earn his minutes. Where you're going, Eric, he's got to play. He's got to play a lot because you got to score. We can talk defense, and I know he's not great defensively.
It's okay.
Not too many 19-year-olds are great defensively.
Right. He'll learn
except
that.
Winslow when he came in out of Duke.
Well, he couldn't shoot.
Exactly.
That was the trade-off.
You got to be able to do something.
Right, it was the trade-off.
So this kid is unbelievable and great for business. And if he shoots the way he did last night, what a game. 5 of 7 on threes, 9 for 14 overall and 23 points in like 25 minutes last night. Just a great. And then earlier in the day, the Panthers have a nice comeback, scored 3 goals in the third period and
what
get a 6-4 win.
Right.
So we had it all, man. We had it all going on there yesterday. You don't get it very seldom. All four sports play in the same day. There's only a couple of days that happens.
It's true.
So if you're – I don't know how many fans we have, like, are all – except for gamblers that follow all four sports. How many people, like, you know, we all got our favorites, right? We all like certain sports a little bit more than other sports and everything else. And, of course, our radio station here has got a lot of them.
We got everything, basically.
Got everything. All right, so when we come back, there's another topic. And LeBron came out and had some weak stuff yesterday. It was. We would call it weak sauce. Not a very strong sausage you want to use on your food. We'll talk about some of that stuff. Got a lot more stuff. Got a big show lined up for you. David Sampson's back. We'll have that. And OJ tweets. My God, we are loaded today. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
We all talk about this freedom of speech. Yes, we all do have freedom of speech. But at times, there are ramifications for the negative that can happen when you're not thinking about others and you're only thinking about yourself. So I don't want to get a word or sentence feud with Daryl Morey, but I believe he wasn't educated on the situation at hand, and he spoke. And so many people could have been harmed, not only financially, but physically, emotionally, spiritually. So just be careful what we tweet and we say and what we do, even though, yes, we do have freedom of speech, but there can be a lot of negative that comes with that, too.
Yeah, that was LeBron James. A little fraudulent, yes, if that's what you're thinking. Yesterday, talking about Daryl Morey and the whole Chinese thing and over in China, what's going on. It's very clear to everybody what's going on here. I'm not saying I wouldn't be a phony and fraud, too, if I had a huge Nike contract, shoe contract, and a lot of that is because the amount of Nikes that I sell in China, the largest NBA market in the world is China. It's not even close. When I heard the stat yesterday, this got me. There are more NBA fans than people. There are more NBA fans in China than there are people in the United States.
Yeah.
When I heard that.
It's a hell of a stat.
So if you're wondering, we know Dwayne Wade's got 10 restaurants in China, and he's got a shoe contract that pays him lots of money. He's not even playing anymore. He's making lots of money. So if you're wondering, like Dwayne never has to work. I mean,
no.
He didn't have to work even if he didn't have
that. No, but this is a nice little post gig, yeah.
So I wish all the NBA players, who obviously in this country can say whatever about political issues, social issues, say whatever you want. Freedom of speech, big here. big here, whether you like it or not, whatever people say. Of course, we fight now more than ever about things because we disagree with everything. But over there, you can't. It's dictatorship. So I just wish LeBron would just say, we need to all shut up and just take the money. That'd be better.
It'd be honest.
Like, just, hey, we all need to shut up. Owners, front office members, and players, because we're making a lot of damn money over there that keeps, they make $4 billion related to what's going on in China in basketball. You can do it. Shoes, jerseys, games on TV. Got a huge contract over there because NBA's the most popular sport they have and second most popular sport in the world. So everybody knows. Daryl Morey came out and said, you know, talking about issues and the way they treat people and the whole thing in Hong Kong. And
well, he sent out the image and said, fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And that was all he needed to do.
Seven
he didn't
words.
He need to do anything else.
Those seven words have stirred up more crap. And China came out strong. Government came out strong. And the NBA got slapped on the wrist hard. A little mark on the wrist. I checked. They had a little red mark on there.
A little ice. Yeah.
And, boy, those players are going, hey, don't mess with my money. LeBron probably makes as much as anybody over there.
Because
they can open restaurants.
Right.
Anything they do over there, it's gold.
How many businesses do you think LeBron's got out there or associated with China right now?
Oh, man.
Take a guess. If there's a number
not
you could.
Not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
Oh. Man, he's got more
probably
than seven.
Accurate. Probably
he's
accurate.
Got more than seven.
Probably right there without him boasting.
Sure. Yeah, I was thinking, guy, he's got more than seven.
I mean, you just
over.
Said it with Dwayne, and Dwayne's not in the NBA anymore. Think about the guys that are making money off, you know, the Chinese dollar. There's a lot out there.
Every
for
shoe company here is over there.
Of course.
And selling tons of their basketball shoes. I'm guessing all the big guys, right?
Of course.
Whether you're Durant, whether you're LeBron.
Doesn't matter.
James Harden, Steph Curry, not Nike, but Under Armour. Listen, they've all got Adidas, Nike, and Under Armour are over there. We got other shoes. New Balance is also in there.
Right.
So they're all over there, and all the star players. So I just wish instead of saying whether you agree with us or not, we're going to shut up. Because we don't want to mess up our deal that helps our salary cap. Individually, we can all do unbelievable deals and make millions and millions of dollars in the offseason by going over there doing stuff. That's all. But, you know, boy, they must like Morey, man. Like, I understand. We're not saying we don't like when people are treat. I mean, you know, we can say stuff here. We can't say stuff there. So it's and I'm guessing you won't hear another peep from anybody.
No.
Over there.
No chance.
About that. And LeBron, you know, talking about not being, Daryl Morey not being educated or misinformed. No, he's not. He's not at all.
It's his opinion.
It's his opinion. And it's an accurate opinion.
Right.
But.
It's not good for business.
Not good for your business. So I wish he would just say that. And, of course, LeBron did a retweet and said, what I meant to say.
Right. Let me clarify.
Let me just say it a little different, but not too much different because I don't want him mad at me because I'm making a lot of money. And Nike is going to pay me when it's all said and done $500 or $600 or $700 million,
if not more.
So, anyway, that was yesterday of the other stories, all kinds of other stuff going on. By the way, I knew it was going to happen the day after the game yesterday. The Finns lose again, but still in great position for the first overall pick. I'm getting really tired of it. I know it's. It is what it is. Finns lose again, but still in great shape to get that first overall pick. I never thought that we would go through this. I'd never been through it, which if I haven't been through it and I've been, you know, on a very average to below average college football team, I can't even imagine for all the other guys. This is new to everybody. You get blasted. The national guys blast you, you know, all the time for it and, you know, the things that are said about the team. And Washington got ripped, too, yesterday a lot for barely beating a team that's trying to lose and everything else. And then, of course, the whole thing with Rosen and Fitzpatrick at this point. Armando had an article like if What are you doing? You've given up on Rosen. You've
already
seen it. You've seen enough of the guy.
Come on.
Well, I would just say this. There's so many different parts of the Rosen thing. First of all, it's hard to look good with the group of guys he's playing with. And I don't necessarily mean skill players. I just mean the offensive line with blitzes. They haven't played enough together. Even can you imagine, first of all, a lot of guys have been cut by other teams that are playing. And then on top of that, you throw in blitzes. So you not only got to worry about blocking the guy usually blocking a four-man front, but now you got blitzes coming. You haven't worked together that long. It's a really tough job. And on top of it, the talent level's just not there. On the offensive line, not a shot at anybody. It just is what it is. So it's hard to look good, especially that first quarter was like
rough.
I don't know if you had somebody you really disliked in your life if you'd stick them back there because you're afraid that they might go too far with the punishment they'd get. But it was bad. So he's got that to deal with to start with. And then when he did have chances later on and he did things settle down a little bit, he made some bad throws. No question about it, he made some bad throws. And I thought they brought in Fitzpatrick at the right time. But when you hear the coach come out and say, we got a pretty good feel for what he can do.
Not good.
I thought same thing. It just reinforced what everybody's been saying since camp started. We're drafting a quarterback in the first
100%,
round.
100%, not even a question.
We're drafting a quarterback. And again, everybody knows your favorite names. We wear that topic out every day here. But that's what they said. And we're going to play. Listen, Fitzpatrick's going to play a lot of football. I'm dying to see which guy's going to get hurt first because one of them's going to go down.
That O-line, yeah.
With the hits that have been taken, both bounced up so far. And so, you know, the message was a little different yesterday than it's been. And he's the quarterback the next 12 games. Well, wait a second here. You know, we've kind of evaluated this a little bit. And Brian Flores is also learning on the job. And he can say whatever he wants, but if you're not consistent with your message, then you're going to get some heat, which is the way the game works. And he'll learn as he coaches
right. And
figures out. And, you know, again, none of us have been in this situation. None of us. But for Josh Rosen, he hears that.
How do you think his confidence level is after?
Well, I don't know about confidence, but he knows. I mean, he knows two things.
He's got no shot.
He's going to be here next year, probably get a chance to start next year, and have a better team next year.
Well, that's for sure.
It will be better no matter what.
No matter what.
It will be, the product will be a lot better next year, even on how many games they'll win, but they'll be better. So, but I just look at this whole thing, and it's got to be clear to him when he sees that, like, wow, okay, you know what I can do, and you may not start me. Okay. I mean, I can put 1 and 1 together. That's pretty easy, man. That comes out quarterback next year in the first round.
Yeah, top pick.
So, and I would think, yeah, if it's one of those guys that you would do it. So that was kind of what I got out of yesterday. And well, wait a second now in the next 12 games here and – or now next 11 games here.
We're on 5 now.
Yeah, we'll go through it. So that was message. Players are off today, of course, and everything else that's going on.
What a wild season with 11 games left. What a wild season so far.
Well, it's been not just wild here. And Zach, you're right. The Rams, 3-game losing streak. The Cowboys, a 3-game losing streak. And I know a month ago, I know what I said, that those two are the two of the best teams in football. And now they're at 500. Do you ever think the Rams would be third in their own division?
No, no.
Behind the 49ers in Seattle?
No.
Who have one loss between them? Yeah, that's crazy. How about Baker Mayfield? 5 touchdowns, 11 interceptions.
No, I wouldn't have thought that.
Never thought that either. How about he's got 25 picks in 2 seasons now? 25 interceptions in 20 games. And the 49ers are undefeated. So, yeah, we've had – you're right. It's
just been a wild season.
It's been crazy so far with everything. Only consistent thing in football every year is that the Patriots are really good.
You're 100% right.
The only consistent thing
you're right.
in the NFL is that the Patriots are really good and once again undefeated. And the bad news for everybody in the league is they might have the best defense in all of football. It's kind of weird to say when you look at Green Bay's. You look at Chicago's.
They wouldn't think it.
Anybody else you want to throw in there that you think's got a real special defense, and it's Green Bay. Green Bay, or excuse me, New England.
Oh, Green Bay's close.
New England's good, too.
Yeah.
Boy, New England's got their numbers, interceptions, and sacks, and all the things that build up to a really good defense. And they are just tremendous so far this year. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Can't forget about old David Sampson. Now, I've tried to, and I knew last week, popped up again yesterday. David Sampson, our former president of the Miami Marlins, has really enjoying his tweets, right?
And I think he loves the media life.
I think he enjoys this stuff, too. I think it's good. Like, man, this CBS gig is really great. Give me a little bit of a platform here. But when it comes to players and taking off for wives having babies, it's a sensitive one.
It is.
For sure. We'll have more on that story coming up. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment. All right, welcome back, and good morning. Busy day in sports yesterday. Packers get a last-second field goal to get their record to 5-1. Nationals go up 3-0 over the Cardinals with an 8-1 win, and Heat preseason game last night, 120-87, looked really good. Tyler Hero,
19-year-old.
Boy, I'll tell you what, he's becoming our hero, all right, because last night he was just absolutely perfect in the first half. 20 first half points, 9 of 14 shooting.
9 of 14 shooting. Do you mean we got shooters? Hassan, we got shooters.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm dying to see. He definitely going to come off the bench and get big minutes because you need offense. The question is, does he get in there as a starter? It's always, and I was asking Ira this yesterday as we were playing a little tennis, about how Deion Waiters, who's come out, said, I want to start. Like, I'm back and I want to start. How they'll treat this whole thing. And
Tyler needs playing time.
Oh, he's going to get plenty,
right? He needs playing time.
He can chew up some minutes there.
Yeah, and he
don't
should.
You have to worry about that.
But if he's with that second team and that's fine and the starter's Deion or whatever, it doesn't matter. Like, just get him in the game, because when he's in the game, he's going to be the number one offensive guy out there. Like, you're going to try to get him open and get him shooting.
Well, Butler's going to be the guy, but you're right.
Second team. I'm talking second team. If Butler and Deion are in there to start the game and you need a little bit of a spark off the bench and Tyler's that guy, I'm all for it. That guy comes in and shoots.
He can knock him down. He's shown he can really shoot it, man. And so been fun to watch him. He has had a really, really good preseason so far. And, of course, last night or yesterday during the day, Panthers get a comeback win 6-4. And so good for them. Needed that and get their first road win and
didn't
everything
look good
else.
Early.
No, but being able to come back and listen, it's early. I know they haven't played as well as everybody was hoping they'd come out and be on fire, but they're working their way back. Working their way, man. Stay positive on everything. They're working back. So anyway, the other side story, and it happened on Friday. David Sampson, former Marlins president. I've been trying to cut back on David's stuff. I have. I know he's talked to people I know and, like, you know, why is he still get on me and all this stuff. So, you know, I've said, all right, David Sampson's gone. You know, wasn't a big fan of his or his stepdad or whatever. Well, I still am not sure what happens. If the guy marries your mom, then divorces your mom, is he still your stepdad, or how's that work?
I don't know how the in-law works. Yeah, how that all works.
Does he still, you know, like when he sees Jeffrey Lurie, or if he still sees him, does he say, hi, Dad? I mean,
does the kid say, Grandpa?
Well, that's a better one. That actually better by you. That's
because
good.
Because the dad thing,
because he's got
kinda
the kids. Do the kids, do they go,
I mean, at one point,
Grandpa Lurie?
Right.
You know,
Grandpa Jeff.
Where's one of the worst owner grandpas of all time? Where is he?
I don't know if they say that. Maybe they do.
See, is he coming home?
I hope they do.
What, is he coming home with that woman he dumped mom, grandma for?
Does he have more art for me?
That's shots. And I don't want to. You know, it's low. And I don't want to get into shots here. But he's fallen in love with Twitter. And he criticized Nationals reliever Daniel Hudson for missing game one after the wife gave birth to the third child. I guess it happened in the morning, same day as the game. And David Sampson came out. Only excuse is problem with birth or health of baby or mother. That's the only excuse. Unreal and inexcusable. So that stirred it up, and everybody, you know, we get back to this, and there was a time years and years ago when I started. I remember when the first guy did that, and everybody's like, and it was old school back then, 20-something years ago. Like, dude, you play for – you don't miss damn games in football. You don't do that. And so he missed. And obviously it hasn't affected the Nationals.
Right. If they were,
they were one game away.
3-0 at this point or down.
I still don't think anybody
I think
it would
be a little bit more. Maybe it would be a little bit more.
Zach, there ain't nobody going to touch.
Well, no one wants to get in the middle of that. Yeah.
Having birth is always going to be more important than a game, especially when it's not just one frigging game where you're not, you know, your time to pitch as a starter. Even then, nobody's going to say a word.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And of course, David Sampson came out and that article yesterday on ESPN and talking about going through it and showing him with all these pictures. And then they had the ugly part with David Sampson and his thing. And the guy responded to Daniel Hudson responded to David Sampson and everything else. The topic's been around a long time. And how long do you take off? And now in corporate America, we talk about this all the time. You're going to take off like 18 months.
Right, right.
You can take off forever, right?
Once, my kid will be three before
right,
I go back
you,
to work.
Right, you can, yeah. Hey, all right, you know, corporate America, yeah, you got to spend time. You need to be home and get your rest while your wife's, you know, going through everything and your in-laws are there, I'm sure. You know, you're going through it all. So this guy missed the game, and David Sampson thought there's just no excuse for it, just no excuse. And he got blasted. So I'm just like, right, and David Sampson, the perfect guy to do this.
Well, of course, because he has, you said it before, he's been given a platform. So now he's gonna put his two cents in for everything. And when his two cents aren't good and he's got a lot of bad takes, he's going to get ripped for it, but he loves it. He goes on the podcast. He goes on every network.
No,
he just gives him every platform they give him. He goes on there. And listen, most of the time I don't agree with what he says.
Well, he's a big sports fan.
But he knows sports. He obviously pays attention. In this circumstance, with the baseball thing and him being more involved, like, I just think that David Sampson needs to shut up.
Yeah.
Like, no one really cares about his opinion except for CBS, who gives him a check at this point. And whatever followers he's got on Twitter.
He apparently has a short memory of all the things he went through with the Marlins and some of the dumbass things that he did.
Oh, he's washed himself of that. That's not me anymore.
And so, like, you know, here's a guy that couldn't even figure out how to push a button and shut the roof in time to get a rain delay. Mm. You know, so, I mean, it's just been a lot of different things.
More bad than good from David Sampson.
I thought, seriously, he was just going to go away for a while, maybe take some time off, and he just can't help himself. And he's just, for some reason, I can't explain it. He's one of those guys, and I say this when people go, oh, David, you know, because I've never understand how Jeff Conine is such good friends with this
guy. They're buddy-buddy.
Yeah, no, they're tight. They're tighter than wet spaghetti. They are. But it's just the whole thing with David, there's certain guys that just rub you the wrong way when you're around them. And it's not. And again, I know some other guys. I know a handful of guys that like him. He's one of those guys who rubs me the wrong way. That I'm with him, and he try. I don't know if he tries too hard or not. Just he's a weasel.
He loves the attention.
I was trying, you know, not to. And I don't want to take, you know, low shots at him or anything. He's just one of those guys that just. And I've had other people tell me the same thing, like. He just rubs you the wrong way.
Correct.
By the way he says something, and it comes out wrong, and he didn't mean it. And, you know, the silver spoon, it's just, listen, man, you got a nice little run there, man, with your stepdad, came from money himself.
Yeah.
And I'm not holding it against him. There have been a lot of people.
No, I understand.
It's just, you know, you kind of, do you ever get into baseball and get that position if it's not your stepdad?
Probably not, no.
Yeah.
My guess would be he'd.
But
he
he's used it, and, you know, he can't use it. Hey, man, mom and, you know, money led to Jeffrey Lurie and stuff, the most hated owner in the history of sports. But, you know,
that's all
the deal, and he did what he was told to do for Jeffrey Lurie. He took the hits, and I do believe he did. but he's just one of those guys that just rubs me the wrong way. I don't know. Does he rub you the wrong
way? Yes, he does. Always has. Always has. Since his comments about baseball's dying here, we're not moving to Portland, I'm going to go to San Antonio, I have a meeting in Vegas, I have to do this.
See, I wasn't even...
Goes back to all that when he was so smug about all that stuff.
He even
went... he got a stadium built and still wanted to leave. Like, give me a break.
But he got the... He did stuff at temples and people would
men's
call me
groups,
after.
Yes.
He said stuff, you know, and, you know, you say stuff and you're rubbing people wrong, you know. It was just...
How about the when he showed up at Levitard's party and he did that whole thing there?
Ah, he said
double
was,
middle fingers up in the air and this and that.
Said
and,
he was doing that as the bad
oh,
guy.
Oh, great, good.
You know, it's kind of
you're like that
shtick,
anyway.
Shtick and
take
and
that thing. Shtick.
He would be the wrong guy to do that. Yeah, where you laugh and
yeah.
you know
how many people were laughing at that? That are true Marlins fans were pissed off at everything that happened.
There were guys all fired up.
Right.
No question about that. So anyway, we just wanted to we saw it. I'm not surprised.
Lots of replies, by the way, to his Twitter. We'll get to that. Hollywood's got all that.
Well, you can do that. I mean, I don't know if – I don't. Honestly, I don't
That's
know.
It's almost as good as OJ's.
I don't know. Listen, man, OJ's by himself.
I know, but this is close.
We have OJ tweets, which, come on, man. OJ and David Sampson.
Well, the Sampson replies are not as creative. They're still equally as funny.
No, they're equally as funny, yes. That's what I meant. The OJ
There's
ones
just no
are more
creativity
creative.
In yeah. them. They're very straightforward.
Yeah, David's just –
I think he rubs people the wrong way more than he doesn't. I think if you took a poll of a million people down here, you'd get more than 50% that says he's smug and he rubs.
I do know right away when I rub somebody the wrong way. I recently had it happen with somebody, and I was around her, and she made it real clear that, you know, and I understand that. You're going, okay, we didn't hit it off early and didn't go. But David Sampson is one of those guys that, like, he says something, and you look – and maybe some people like it, but he rubs. Does he know that he rubs a lot of people
yeah,
the wrong way?
Yeah, I think he does, yeah. Yep.
He does know that people are thinking, God, what a punker.
Mm-hmm. Or worse.
Or whatever.
You're being nice, yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to beat it up. I'm not one to, you know, keep,
not you.
Keep beating up on
something.
No. Wanted to get that in there.
No.
We got all kinds of stuff. By the way, who's your MVP right now in the NFL? Real quickly. MVP?
Wow. Right now, it's Lamar Jackson.
Wow. There's some guys having – Lamar Jackson. That's a
I'm shocked by
no,
what
no,
he's
no,
done
no,
this
no.
Year.
Listen, what he has done
– otherwise, it's another quarterback
exactly
out in
right.
Seattle.
What about Christian McCaffrey?
I know. He's having a good year, too. That team stinks.
The team, they're 4-2.
I don't know
how bad they stink.
I don't know. I don't like their team. I don't like
they're
their
4-2.
I know.
They can't stink when they're 4-2.
I know. I just don't like their team.
I think you got to go
McCaffrey's
by
got all the stats, though. He does. Fantasy football-wise, no one better.
They're not 4-2 if they don't have him.
Woo. Oh, no. I know that. Actually, you put it like that, and we go by the old-school style of giving someone the MVP, if you took all those guys off their teams, though. Like
well,
the quarterback's most important.
No, listen, Russell Wilson.
That's what I'm saying. But Lamar Russell Jackson Wilson to me is my dark horse candidate for the MVP because of just what he's done.
Well, listen, we got to go to break here. We got 7 o'clock hour. We got a lot of stuff to jump on.
People agree with you already texting in. McCaffrey.
I just that move the other day showed the highlight the run that he makes.
Oh, I mean, I know
spin move goes in like three guys got a chance. You're like, wow. He's
Cam Newton coming back soon?
Can he stay healthy? Can Lamar stay healthy?
Well, that's it.
A lot of touches. Can they stay healthy?
Lamar scares me.
Because sooner or later, they're all going to get a hit they don't see coming. It's going to happen. Hey, I'll tell you what else is going to happen. You got to get to your South Florida Chevy dealers. That's going to happen. You're going to be happy that you did. Looking for a new car, truck, or SUV? Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealer, especially during Truck Month. Truck Month means I always hear Truck Month, and I go, okay. It's a great time to go out because that means they got a lot of Silverado trucks, a lot of different styles, a lot of different colors, and great deals. And I want to make sure, if you haven't been around the Silverado truck, you've heard a lot of great things about it, you should because it's a great truck. They've got steel bed, super durable. Overall quality and dependability are fantastic. And more importantly, whether you're looking for a truck that works full-time for you, or you need a truck that also can take care of the family. They got the perfect combination trucks for you. Whatever you're looking for, they got a Silverado truck for you. And behind that, when you sit down after you take that test drive going, man, this is what I want. Show me what you got. They're going to show you a great price, something you can afford every month at your South Florida Chevy dealers. You know what? You're looking at cars, trucks, and SUVs. 2019, the best overall products in the history of Chevrolet, and it's not even close. When you throw in the new safety features and fuel economy, the new technology, and plenty of space for you and the whole family, we got you covered from a Tahoe to a Silverado to a Suburban to a Malibu. That's just a teaser. Find out for yourself. 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. You're going to fall in love. Truck month, baby, at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
At 560 The Joe, WQAM, we like to send you to the biggest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.